It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading the 263rd edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows and some off-air stuff from time to time. In fact, some big-time Sonic sessions coming your way over the next month or so. I can't really say too much at this point, but can we say an iconic alternative band will be performing live to digital on this podcast? We'll leave it at that. But if you enjoy the show, feel free to follow me on Twitter at Laneroo, LayneRoo, or on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Good news, Walking Dead fans. AMC is working on a spinoff of the show about zombies in other parts of the world. It'll begin filming at the end of the year. They aren't exactly breaking new ground here. It's new characters, different setting. Personally, I'd like to see a spinoff of the same show, but done from the zombie perspective. Which probably explains why I'm not writing for TV. And the alternate ending to How I Met Your Mother was leaked online last week, but was quickly taken down due to copyright issues. The new ending does not kill off the mother, but just ends the series after she and Ted have their first encounter. It's featured on the DVD box set out later this month. You know, I agree that an alternate ending is a great way to compel viewers to buy the box set. But if the promised alternate ending is the same conclusion you'd reach by just not watching the final episode, it kind of comes across as a cash grab, doesn't it? And finally, there's another royal baby on the way. The palace released a statement yesterday morning announcing that Kate Middleton is pregnant again. It also revealed that Kate is currently being treated by doctors at Kensington Palace for hyperemesis gravidarum. Now, while it sounds like a spell Hermione Granger might cast in a Harry Potter movie, it's actually just a grandiose term for morning sickness. Hyperemesis gravidarum!
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus were announced yesterday. Thinner frame, rounder edges, bigger screen, presumably a price to match. Some models will even feature a sapphire crystal screen, which will make an even cooler noise when it cracks on the pavement the first time you drop it. And it's a week after the fact, and still my Facebook newsfeed looks like a cyber memorial for Joan Rivers. I get it, she was a super talented lady. And as it turns out, a super wealthy lady. Her New York condo is worth a reported $35 million. It has floor-to-ceiling windows, gold pillars, and get this, gold-plated walls. Some people know how to live, am I right? And finally, a 42-year-old high school teacher in the U.S. pleaded guilty to giving a student a four-minute lap dance in the middle of class. Now, thankfully, it was a female teacher. Maybe that doesn't make it better for you, but picturing my grade 11 social studies teacher, Mr. Murray, ill-fitting Argyle sweater, pants hiked up to his nipples, and a zit-covered bald head, only partially obscured by a comb-over that probably started somewhere around the middle of his back. Pretty sure that would ruin lap dances for me forever. I like, too, that the headline included, in the middle of class. Like, the timing of it matters. Parents would be totally fine with it so long as it was bookending an informative lecture on algebra.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Gwen Stefani revealed her pregnancy to husband Gavin Rosdale in an email. He explains, I got this email. I was on the road. The title was in capitals. It said, look what you did to me now. Turns out it was a picture of the pregnancy stick. Is that as bad as breaking up with somebody via email? And an Ohio man is recovering after sleepwalking right off the edge of a cliff. The man's friends called for help after realizing he was missing in the middle of the night. Turns out he'd gone for a little sleep stroll and fell nearly 60 feet. And finally, if this doesn't make you want to obsessively inspect every piece of fruit you eat for the rest of your life, I'm not sure what will. A woman in the UK opened a store-bought banana only to find a nest of spider eggs. And not just any spider, the Brazilian wandering spider, also known as the banana spider. Well, banana spider sounds pretty friendly, and the term wandering may suggest the spider has the demeanor of a friendly hobo. Make no mistake, it's the world's deadliest and most aggressive spider. The woman vacuumed up the eggs, contacted pest control, who were so concerned about the incident, they insisted on incinerating her vacuum cleaner.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
September 12th, the 47th birthday of Jason Statham. You know, I enjoy his movies, but let's be honest, they're all kind of the exact same movie, aren't they? I mean, sure, the first 5 minutes are different. He's the rough-and-tumble blue-collar worker, looking out for number one. Then somebody steals something of his, kidnaps a loved one, or hires him for a dangerous job. The next 85 minutes are spent kicking ass and slowly revealing that he's actually kind of a sentimental romantic after all. And hey, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announced this week they're donating $50 million to help the fight against the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Very generous of them. I can't help but wonder, though, what was going through Bill's mind as he passed that check over. I'd be thinking, you know, I could literally buy a gold-plated Cessna with this money. I could hire Metallica to do a collaboration with Raffi. I could build a huge vault and dive into my money like Scrooge McDuck on DuckTales. Nah, the Ebola thing's good. And finally, the city of Belleville, Illinois, is already preparing for Oktoberfest. They plan to grill a 200-foot-long bratwurst sausage. Bet that thing will be a real pain to maneuver around. The good news, somebody finally understands what urologists go through when Tommy Lee goes in for his annual checkup.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell Podcast.
The 15th of September, it was 10 years ago today that the NHL lockout began, canceling the 2004-2005 season. Speaking of hockey, some new rules in effect for the upcoming season, the most notable being, well, to me anyway, no more spinoramas during the shootouts. I don't know about you, but personally, I have trouble taking any rule seriously that contains the word spinorama. And did you know that Kenny G is worth a reported $50 million? That's a lot of cash for whipping out your sexy saxophone and melting a few thousand pairs of panties, wouldn't you say? Well, it turns out the guy's an obsessive stock trader. Mostly day trading, but he was actually an early investor in a little coffee chain called Starbucks. Turns out they do okay. And you may have heard by now, Rob Ford has pulled out of the Toronto mayoral race due to health issues. Now, I don't think anyone looked at that guy and thought, hey, I bet he's in peak physical condition. Apparently, though, the problem is a tumor. Allegations have also surfaced that Rob's brother, Doug Ford, also has a little bit of a drug history. He allegedly dealt hash in the 80s for a number of years before eventually trading the jean jacket for a dinner jacket and finding his way onto city council.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show Podcast.